Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Dr. Wenda Speaks the Word. We are in our second lesson of a six-part series on confidence. Today, we're going to talk about having confidence when facing fear. Having confidence when facing fear. In our first lesson on confidence in God, we looked at the definition of confidence, which means a firm trust. And when we have a firm trust in God, when we encounter situations and when we encounter fear, we know that God is with us and we do not allow the fear to overtake us. It says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that I shall not fear, because I know that you are with me. So today we're going to be looking at fear, things that causes us to fear, and how we need to have confidence in the midst of situations. Remember, our lesson topic for today is having confidence when facing fear. We're going to go to the book of Genesis as a scripture reference for us. We're going to go to Genesis, the 12th chapter. We're going to look at verses 10 through 13, verses 17 through 20, and then we're going to move on into chapter 13, and we're going to look at verses 1 through 4. The principal character in our lesson is Abram, whose name God changed to Abraham, and we're going to see how he confronted fear, and we need to learn from what he did so that we know what we should do. Let's go ahead on and get started with our lesson after this brief prayer. Father God, that sits on the throne in Jesus, your only begotten Son, and the precious Holy Spirit, we come before you today for the second lesson in a series of six lessons dealing with confidence. Lord, help the listeners, help myself to build our confidence in you, that we will not sway to the left nor to the right, but that we will stand flat-footed on the word of God, trusting that you are with us. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Fear. Whether we want to admit it or not, sometimes we admit things and sometimes we don't. Fear attacks each and every one of us. Sometimes the fear is of standing on a ladder that's two stories high, the fear of falling. It could be the fear of a spider crawling on your skin, the fear that it may be poisonous and you could die. The fear of standing on a stage with the spotlight beaming on you. The fear, hallelujah, of addressing crowds of people, speaking in front of people. There are people that are afraid to do that. They're afraid that they're going to mess up. They're going to be embarrassed themselves and their families, that they won't be able to express themselves in a way that the audience would understand. Fear of getting sick and battling a terminal illness. Fear of losing a job. What would you do if you lose a job? How will your family be fed? How will you pay your bills? How will you be able to maintain your house? The fear, hallelujah, can overshadow you, that fear. And you may have just gotten a good raise on the job. You may have gotten a good evaluation, but there's a fear looming that, oh, there's going to be layoffs. I'm hearing talks of layoffs. So I'm afraid. Building confidence, hallelujah. The fear of being alone in relationship because they don't want to be alone. Some people will encounter abuse in relationships because they don't want to be alone. They feel that it's best to have a no good man or a no good woman or whatever than not to have one at all. It's a fear of being alone. The fear of death and not being completely certain what will happen after you die. People encounter that. They know they're getting ready to die, and that fear of the uncertainty. What happens after my spirit leaves my body? Uncertainty. So there's a fear. So fear can overshadow us, and fear can confront us in so many ways. So many ways. Let's go to the Bible. Let's go to Genesis, the 12th chapter, verses 10 through 13, and see what Abram did. And we're going to evaluate what Abram did. Did he do something right? Did he do something wrong? Let's look and see. The 10th verse, and there was a famine in the land, and Abram went down into Egypt to sojourn there, for the famine was grievous in the land. And it came to pass, when he was come near to enter into Egypt, that he said unto Sarai his wife, behold now, I know that thou art a fair woman to look upon. Therefore, it shall come to pass when the Egyptians shall see thee, that they shall say, this is his wife, and they will kill me, but they will save thee alive. Say, I pray thee, that thou art my sister, that it may be well with me for thy sake, and my soul shall live because of thee. When we look at these verses, verses 10 through 13, we see that fear has come upon Abram. And that fear is the fear of dying. They're going down to Egypt because there's a famine where they are in Canaan. And he's afraid that he is going to be killed because of his wife, Sarai. So he set up a plan so that he would not be killed. So his fear is fear of dying. And because he had a fear of dying, he created a lie for his wife to tell the people in Egypt. Question to you today, what situation have you been in where you were fearful of a possible outcome and you set up a lie to try to get your way out of what that possible outcome would be? See, at this point, Abram was speculating. He was thinking that this could happen. So he took things in his own hand to say, okay, let me see if I can fix it. He was concerned about himself. He didn't go before God for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding what to do when he sojourned to the other country because it was a famine in his own land. But he decided, we do that. We do that. We do that right now. We won't even pray. We won't even go to God. We'll just go ahead on and make our own plan because, okay, this may happen, so let me cover my bases. Let's move on in our scripture. Let's see what else Abram does. Hallelujah. In the 17th verse, the Lord plagued Pharaoh, and Pharaoh was the king of Egypt, the land that Abram and his wife and others went to because of the famine. And his house was great plagues because of Sarai, Abram's wife. And Pharaoh called Abram and said, what is this that thou hast done unto me? Why didst thou not tell me that she was thy wife? Why sayest thou, she is my sister, so I might have taken her to me to wife? Now therefore, behold thy wife, take her, go thy way. And Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and they sent him away, and his wife, and all that they had. Okay, so the plan that Abram had, it didn't work out like he escalated. He was saying, oh, they're going to kill me. But what happened is the Lord stepped in and caused things to happen in Egypt when Abram got there. And the Pharaoh, the king, says, what's going on? Why are we encountering all this stuff since this man arrived? And it was found out that Sarah was not his sister, not Abram's sister, but Abram's wife. So the king, Pharaoh of Egypt, said, why are you lying to me? Why did you lie about that? Why wasn't you honest to say that Sarah was your wife? Why would you lie to me? And you caused these situations, these plagues to come upon me. What would have happened if I took your wife? Oh, you have to get out of here. He put Abram, his wife, and everybody that came with him out. Get out of Egypt. Get out of Egypt. Because Abram's plan caused plagues and problems for somebody else. And all he was doing was thinking about, oh, they're going to kill me. No, no, they wasn't. But he planned, he had a story that was a lie, which negatively affected other people. So therefore, he had to leave. He had to get out of the country. Now, what should he have done if he really trusted God in this situation? He should have been honest and say, Sarah is my wife. I'm Abram. These are my people that I have, my possession. We're leaving Canaan because it's a famine, and we want to just live here in your country for a while. Honesty is like the best solution. Stop trying to cover up and plan and speculate how somebody is going to respond, because you're not in their head. You can only speculate what you think how they will respond, but only God knows how they really will respond. So we need to, when we're fearful, when we're overwhelmed with fear, and we think that somebody's going to do something, we need to take it to the Lord, because the Lord is all-knowing, and wait for godly wisdom to know really what we should do. Let's move on to Genesis, the 13th chapter, and I'm going to read verses 1 through 4. And Abram went up out of Egypt, he and his wife, and all that he had, and Lot with him, into the south. And Abram was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. So he was rich. So he wasn't concerned about them taking his cattle, him taking his silver, you know, the Egyptians taking his gold. He was in the beginning of the lesson. What was he concerned about? Oh, they're going to kill me. Oh, Lord. That's verse 3. And when he went on his journey from the south even to Bethel, unto the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Haran, unto the place of the altar which he had made there at the first, and there Abram called on the name of the Lord. Now he calls on the name of the Lord. He's back where he was. Now he calls on the name of the Lord. He should have called on the name of the Lord from the beginning. Lord, should we go into Egypt? Or will you sustain us here in the land where the famine is? What should I do? And he did not. What is the lesson that we have to learn today? When we are facing fear, we should pray first. That's what we need to do. We should not take things in our own hands. We should not analyze and figure out what we should do. We should go before the Lord for direction. And there's a scripture in the Bible that says God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. See, God didn't give you fear. So you need to go to God concerning that situation. Remember in this lesson, Abraham feared that when he went to Egypt, kill him because his wife was fair looking. He was all up in his head. Oh, how we make decisions because we fear something may happen. What we need to do, we need to have our confidence in God, that God would keep us in every single situation in our lives. And we need to trust God and not speculate on what could happen, but to trust God that he knows all. He knows all, and he knows what will happen and how people will respond, and we are obedient. See, in the beginning of his journey, he trusted God. He left his family. He left his homeland. He trusted God to move him to a place where God wanted him to go. And God promised what he would do for Abram. But on his journey, he lost confidence and allowed fear to motivate him to lie to Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. What is the lesson? Don't let fear motivate you. Number one, don't let fear motivate you. Trust in the Lord. Build up your confidence in God that when fear, situations involving fear come up, that you can stand and still trust God. And you don't be figuring things out and speculating how people will respond to you in your head. The lying, trust God. I hope you enjoyed the lesson today, having confidence when facing fear. Come back for our third lesson in our six-part series dealing with conflict and confidence and conflict. Confidence and conflict, that we deal with conflict. Some people deal with it on a daily basis. Some people just deal with it now and then. But we're going to look at confidence and conflict and how we need to stand on the Word of God, that we need to trust in the Lord always. And again, I say, trust in the Lord. Thank you for joining us in our second lesson in our six-part series on confidence. Look forward to speaking with you about our third lesson, confidence and conflict. God bless you. See you next time on Dr. Winda Speaks the Word. Bye-bye.